Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever seen a puppet show? Have you ever played with puppets or finger puppets? Or maybe have you ever seen a marionette? Marionettes are little dolls that have their head or arm or hands and feet. They're all connected to strings. And then someone is moving these strings and it makes the little doll look like it's moving or dancing around. Well, there's a phrase in this song that says, "Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love." It reminds me of puppets. Just like we have control over what our puppet will do or not do, we want Jesus to control our actions and to help us have His love for others.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them live at the impulse of Thy love. At the impulse of Thy love. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Thy feet its treasure store.
Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee.
Ever only all for Thee.
We are going to play a guessing game today, boys and girls. I bet you like guessing games, right? Well, we are talking about Peter and the apostles and how they were willing to stand up for Jesus even though it was dangerous and their lives were at stake. In other words, they could die. Well, I bet you can think of some other people in the Bible who were willing to stand up for Jesus even though they might die. So I'm going to give you some clues and let's see if you can think of the ones that I thought of, okay? Here we go. This one was a woman. It was very dangerous, but she stood up for her people and for what was right. If she didn't, she was going to die. Do you know who it was? Then she went before the king and begged that he would come to a banquet. At the banquet, she asked for her people's lives. Who was it? Did you guess Esther? Good job. All right, here's another one. There were three friends. They were told to worship an idol. They refused, and the king was furious. He gave them one more chance. And then, when they did not obey the king and bow down to the idol, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. Did you guess Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Awesome! Did God deliver them, even though it was really scary? Yes, He did. All right, we have one more. This is someone who was told not to pray to God. He still obeyed God rather than man, and he was thrown into a den of lions. I bet you know this one. It was Daniel, you're right. In fact, we talked about him a few days ago. Well, today we're going to look at how God used someone very special for just the right time to help save His people. Let's bow our heads and pray before we get started. Lord, we are so thankful for this time with You. Thank You for each boy and girl that's listening. Help us to learn more about You and that we will have You in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. The council members were so angry, they wanted to kill Peter and John. And maybe those two faithful disciples wondered if they were really going to die for Jesus so soon. If so, they were ready. They were ready to die, if that's what was going to happen. But there was one member of that council who knew what the priests and rulers wanted to do, and he knew that it wasn't wise. His name was Gamaliel. And when he stood up, everyone respectfully listened as he spoke. He had a lot of wisdom, and it appears that the council members really respected him. They listened to what he had to say. First of all, Gamaliel asked that the disciples be taken out of the room for a while. He didn't want to talk in front of them. He wanted to make sure that there was no listening ears and that they could have an open conversation. Have your parents ever had to have an important discussion and they send you out of the room? I've had that happen many times when I was a kid. Peter and John were taken out, and after they left, Gamaliel told the council members that they needed to be very careful about what they decided to do with them. We're going to read what Gamaliel's private conversation was in Acts chapter 5, verse 34 and 35. Acts chapter 5, verse 34 and 35. We're going to see what that says. Acts chapter 5, verse 34 and 35. If you need a little more time, just press pause, and then when you're ready, press play again. Sometimes we have to do that at our house if it takes a little time to try to find it. We're going to Acts chapter 5, verse 34 and 35.
Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men."
He's telling the council, he's saying, "Men of Israel, stop. Think about what you're about to do. You need to, don't just let your emotions get away with you. Stop. Use your brains. Think." Gamaliel reminded the council of other times when men had gotten people to follow them. But in the end, those leaders were killed and their followers were scattered. He said that if these disciples were making their own plans, there was no way that God was going to bless them, and the people would soon lose interest in them. It would be just a passing phase. Look at verse 38.
"And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing."
In other words, if this is something that it's just them doing this, it'll go away. It'll end up stopping. It won't be a big deal. But then Gamaliel said something very important to remember. And the council members, they realized that what he was saying was true. Look at verse 39.
"But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God."
The council members were still very, very angry. They were not happy with what Gamaliel was saying. But they realized that there was truth in it. They agreed that they would not kill the disciples. Phew! Peter and John got away. That was a close call, wasn't it? Well, do you think that many people are still fighting against God today? Yeah. There are some ways that people fight against God. Do you know how that is? It's when we choose to do something that we know is wrong, or that God has impressed upon our hearts is wrong, and we do it anyway. That's not good, is it? We don't want to fight against God. We want to do what God wants us to do. We want to follow Him and trust Him. We want Him to be Lord of our lives. If you're ever tempted to do something that is wrong, what should we do? Turn to Jesus. Ask Him for help, and He will give us that power. Let's pray as we close. Lord, we pray for your power and your wisdom. Help us not to fight against you, but to be right with you. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just like Daniel, he stood for you, even though he went to the lion's den, but you protected him. And Esther, you saved her and her people. Lord, you used Gamaliel to help Peter and John and to help the council to think about what they were doing. Help us to not fight against you, but to be on your side, 100%. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our memory verse song, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Yes.
Acts 5:29.
We ought to obey.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.